Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Selma Hayek has an amazing perspective on gratitude. And in this episode, I will share it with you along with a story from her life. But before we begin, let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. All right, now that we are back in the present moment, I want to firstly share something with you that I'm really happy about. It's a review on Stitcher that I've found recently. Is from Heidi, and she's saying, "Happiness in your heart. I love this podcast. I found it by searching for an inspirational podcast to listen to. I was in the habit of being grumpy and really needed to snap out of it. My attitude was really holding me back personally and professionally. I smile when I hear the intro music. Thank you, Georgian, for all your hard work and positive message. You truly are an inspiration." Wow, this was such a beautiful surprise to find. And I'm so grateful for you, Heidi, for writing this. And I really appreciate the fact that you told me that it makes you smile. Because when I first posted intro music, this is exactly what I said, that I hope that this music will put a smile on your face. Sorry it took so long to find it, but I'm really happy that I did, and it was a really beautiful surprise to find such an amazing review. So getting back to our subject for today, a few weeks ago, I listened to an episode of Oprah's podcast, and I was especially curious because there was a part of it about gratitude, and it was an interview with Selma Hayek. I'm sure that you know who she is, so I don't think I need to make any introductions. And to be honest, I was blown away by the interview. Not by all of it, but by that part that was about gratitude. Selma shared with Oprah the story of how she got Ashley Judd to play on her movie Frida in spite of her low budget. She was so honest and so vulnerable, and her view on gratitude was so amazing that I said that I must share it with you. I asked around if it would be okay to grab that bit from her podcast, but it seems that it would be violating copyright. But I'm still going to tell you the story from my own perspective. Firstly, she mentions that she's always embarrassed to call and ask for help. And it's from a very interesting reason. One of them is the one that we, or a lot of us have, is the fear of being rejected. And the other one is the fear that she might burden people to say yes because of who she is. So when she called Ashley, she told her that she just had 1 minute and that she should make it fast. And immediately after she asked, Ashley said yes. No questions asked, and even though she was unsure of that particular answer and asked once again, Ashley gave her the same answer, coupled with, "Just tell me when and where, I'm there for you." And afterwards she had to end the conversation because she had another call that she needed to answer. So Selma said that she sobbed for hours after that short phone call. At that particular time in her life, she was struggling with depression, and her partner thought that she was sad, and that's why she can't stop crying. But her answer to why she was crying was mind-blowing. She said, and I quote, "A deep sense of gratitude can be such a beautiful sensation. that it's almost too much to take and it's overwhelming. Wow. I've heard few people that said that they cried for hours because of the overwhelming feeling of gratitude that they felt. And I think this can bring us such a wonderful perspective on the depth of gratitude, of how amazing it is as a feeling, of how much deeper we can go even though we might be already practicing gratitude. She goes on to say that gratitude can be such a powerful, beautiful, beautiful, euphoric experience. And I'm going to repeat it, and I want you to imagine her saying this with her feminine voice and specific accent. Gratitude can be such a powerful, beautiful, beautiful, euphoric experience. She also said that, I feel so sad for people who are not grateful. They are missing some of the most sublime sensations in life. I know I complain about the hard times, but God, how fortunate I am. All these impossible things that only a miracle could have made them happen, and they happened to me. This is real gratitude. She is such an inspiring example of living with gratitude, of feeling gratitude on a deep level. And I hope that this episode gave you some inspiration and some thirst for discovering even deeper levels of gratitude in your own life. I hope one day to interview her and to find out more about what gratitude means for her, so you will find even more inspiration in that. But until then, I hope that you found this episode inspiring and helpful as well. And with this, I wish you an amazing day ahead of you with lots of reasons to be grateful. If you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe for more episodes like these. And if there's someone in your life that might appreciate this episode, make sure you let them know about it. And you know you have my appreciation for doing that. So have a wonderful day ahead of you. And don't forget to always keep seeking gratitude.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.